The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Yo guys, it's me, Massey. I said it's a fucking other Matsy Monday. Whoa, whoa. Wish it was Sunday. Whoa, whoa. Fucking Sunday. Yeah. Turn on the sea. Far away from the dry land. Sweet life with abandonment of love. No ceiling bearing down on me. Set the starry sky above with light in my hair. You in my arm. Yo. Alright guys. It's Matsy. Have you ever noticed, right, so here's the thing, here's a question. If the world's getting better and better, as I keep enjoying saying to everyone, the world is getting better and better, right? On every measurable scale, the world is getting better and better and better. So if this is the case, why does everything just seem so fucked? Why does it seem so fucked? Let's go into the realms of my mind and find out, shall we? More people commit suicide in richer countries, like ours, for example, than anywhere else in the world. So why is that? That's quite poignant, I think. If everything's so good, why do more people commit suicide in richer countries? Is the answer to go back to the good old days? I don't think so. In fact, it definitely isn't. What's probably the right answer is to work with the advancements that we've made and struggle forwards. That is the way to survive well. The reason why people... Well, there's more suicide, for example, I think it's because there's a lack of belonging in people. Whereas in years gone by, we had more tight-knit communities. We had much more of a sense of belonging to each other, to our own tribe. We had social institutions that, you know, if somebody starts to step out of line, social institutions are bringing them back into line. Social institutions are just like your local neighbourhood, maybe your church or your place where you go to worship. You don't really get other people's parents telling your kids off anymore, whereas back in the day, people used to tell other kids, parents used to tell other kids off all the time and it was just accepted. I love telling my kids' mates off. I love it. I think it does them good. But you don't really get much of this stuff anymore. And what it leads to is something called anima. There's a term called anima, and what it means is there's just a lack of direction in society. That society don't really have any boundaries. It's just there's just like a feeling of emptiness and lack of direction and hope. Really, that's what anima is. But it's because having complete freedom to do whatever you want isn't as good as it first sounds. We need boundaries. People who can do whatever they want whenever they want typically might end up quite sad and lonely people. We need boundaries. We need some restrictions are good to have, and you know it's just a fact of life. We create boundaries for kids because we know what's better for them. Well, we need boundaries too. Adults need boundaries too. What did I read earlier yesterday? Less people than ever speak to people that they know about the real problems. Less people speak about their real problems than ever at the moment. We're all so busy seeming like we've got everything together, nobody wants to open up to the closest people about what's really going on under the bonnet. And I think it's a problem. And we need to really get used to opening up again to each other. Just being vulnerable. Just accepting that you aren't that strong, but neither's your friend. And that's fine. You know, together we're stronger. The richer the countries means that they get better educated. And the better educated people become, the more rational that we become. And the more rational we become, we start to understand and question things more. Now, that's great because we understand the past well and we understand what's going on a bit better than we ever have. But we can't see into the future. So, because we can't see into the future, we've got no direction. I'm talking generally. Generally speaking, people don't have much direction, or a lot of people, society don't have much direction. And that's what religion has always provided. Religion's provided direction. Religion provided a tangible future for people when we all knew what had happened in the past. We all know what's going on right now, but religion's always given us a community and something to work towards. But, you know, like I said already, it's because of rationality and stuff like that, we've moved into a state of anima. And people are... they're still wanting to worship things, but instead we're worshipping false gods, people on TV, people on social media. And the problem with that is, it's just an empty promise. There's nothing tangible at the end of it. They want your money. They don't actually want your love, and they don't actually have your best interests at heart. So people are left feeling empty at the end of it. And this is kind of like a little bit of a weird existential thing that's going on at the moment. So, so there's three ingredients to feeling just a little bit more content with life, and you can apply it to your life in your own way. Okay, so number one, think of ingredients to become more happy. I know people don't like that, because if somebody's feeling depressed, for example, you don't just start feeling happy like that. It's a slow work in progress. There's a lot of inside work going on. Some people aren't born with... some people aren't lucky enough to be born with more endorphins in the brain. It's just the way it is. Just like I'm short, I'm not tall, but maybe I have a lot of endorphins in my brain. I don't know. But so ingredient number one, it helps that we're in control. We need to feel like we're at least in control of our own fate somehow, or in control of our own lives. We like to have a certain level of autonomy. So, you know, straight away, people these days working in the shitty ass mundane jobs that they hate, well, that's not going to be very conducive towards controlling your own fate. Back in the day, you'd have a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. Everyone in the village would pitch in, and everyone had a role, and everyone felt important. But now you're just working to pay bills at the end of the month. So you can see where the emptiness can arise in that. Same way, when it comes to not feeling like you're in control, that's why I think conspiracies are so toxic. Regardless of whether you think they're true, to me they're a complete and utter distraction, because they make you feel as though you have absolutely no control over your life whatsoever. And the truth is, you actually do. And the more inwards that you look, the more control you'll realise that you have. That's why discipline is such a shitty thing to have to partake in. But it gives you that level of autonomy. It gives you that level of control that you actually need. You might not want it. It's easier to get pissed on a Monday night when it's boring and football's on. It's easier to do that. But having that discipline provides you with your own boundaries so you can have some real autonomy. So that's number one. Number two, we need to have something to believe in long term, something to value, or something that we can value and work towards something, to achieve something, to strive towards something. So we liked, as humans, we like progress. We like achievement. So find something that you can get your teeth into, that you can set goals and work towards. We like to be challenged. We need to be part of something bigger than ourselves and working towards it. I don't know what that is for you. If you don't know what that is, speak to some people that seem like they're working towards something that they're passionate about, and that will provide you with something to believe in. It'll give you a sort of a purpose. That's number two. And number three, we need a tribe or a community with similar values to us. There's that cheesy thing of love makes the world go round. It's all about love, love this, love that, blah, 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 blah. But the truth is, love is so powerful, but you can only have love with more than one person. You can't just be solo and your life revolve around love. There has to be more than one person by definition for you to love them. And having a we're a tribal creature. We build networks and we live in communities and we have them for millions of years. And without a tribe that we feel like we belong to, we start to feel a bit isolated. And isolation, anthropologically speaking, equals death. Now, if you're kind of quite insecure, what you tend to find, you might join a group of bitchy mums, and it's toxic. But that initial feeling of welcomeness, you feel part of it, that's almost like a drug and you want more of it, but you're actually involved in a bitchy sort of a toxic group. That's up to you to notice or someone else to show you and you remove yourself from it. Same again with conspiracy groups. People flock around this negative entity because it gives them a feeling of belonging, like they're part of something, when in fact it's just eating it's just eating away at your soul. And it's important that we get with people who have positive social norms, a good ethic, a good crack. Groups of people who are decent, you know, who've got your back. These kind of people, we need to be around these kind of people. And as we integrate into these kind of things, and we set the example as well, we live the example of what we'd like to see. The anima, the directionlessness of things starts to disappear because we feel part of something. We feel part of a group. We're working towards something. And we feel like we're in control of things. And those three things will give us a lot more contentment. It's a slow process and it involves a lot of self-awareness and being honest with ourselves. And it's a daily thing, so just keep rejigging it in your own mind. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I quite like this topic, and I'll love you and see you later on, guys. Bye. Yeah.